You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, the Washington Post published a leaked prospectus for a Gaza Riviera plan that had been reportedly circulating the White House. Named the Gaza Reconstitution, Economic Acceleration and Transformation Trust, or GREAT, the plan included a forced displacement of Gaza's entire population of 2 million people, as well as the territory being placed into a US trusteeship for at least a decade. Although it's not yet clear whether the plan reflects US policy, it seems to match US President Donald Trump's previously stated ambitions to clean out Gaza and redevelop it. Critics of the plan identify it as a blueprint for mass deportation and ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people disguised as a marketing development, and that if the plan were to be executed, it would include international war crimes on an unimaginable scale. To discuss what the leaked plan says about US foreign policy under Trump and how Aotearoa as well as other countries should respond to this, I spoke with John Minto, co-chair of the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa.
What was your initial reaction to seeing this leaked plan?
Well, the initial reaction, of course, is that what the plan represents are massive war crimes against the Palestinian people, because if that plan were to go ahead, it would mean the ethnic cleansing of 2 million Palestinians from Gaza, and that would be simply a war crime to drive people off their land so that you can take over the land for some, developing some, you know, theme parks and you know, business activities. So it's the signalling of the intention to conduct a massive war crime against the Palestinian people.
Many people are seeing this plan as an excuse for ethnic cleansing, and that a plan like this proves that US President Donald Trump has no issue with that. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, Trump has been very clear that he wants to create a Riviera in Gaza. He's got a real estate mindset, and he doesn't see the people. He just sees economic opportunity for investors to make huge profits out of off the backs of the Palestinian people, as Israel has been doing for 76 years. So I think at the moment it's not an official US policy, because I think they're waiting to see if they'll be able to implement it. And Israel similarly would love to implement this policy, but I think many of their people and certainly Palestinians are saying no way it's going to happen. And if that's the case, then it simply won't get off the ground. And at that point, the Americans will say, well, it was never really our policy anyway. But this is clearly their intent. This is what they want to do, and this is what the world must stand against.
The leaked plan was reportedly developed by Israelis, but it matches what US President Donald Trump has previously stated about his ambition to clean out Gaza and redevelop it. What does it tell you about US foreign policy under Trump that a plan like this has potentially been considered?
Well, it tells us that the Trump administration sees everything in economic terms. There's no morality, there's no justice, there's no human rights considerations, there's no international law considerations. It's simply, where are the economic opportunities for American money and for American investors? And they're seeing Gaza as being part of that. So I think it shows the moral bankruptcy of the US administration. And it's important to say that this is not just Trump. I mean, America, I think Trump represents America with its clothes taken off. In other words, there's no pretense any longer that America is acting in a way which is moral and just and, you know, leading the so-called free world. There's none of that. They're simply there with sort of naked political ambition on behalf of the billionaire class which run the US.
Do you believe that there can be an end to this conflict with US involvement, or is that concept not possible anymore?
Well, certainly there will never be justice if it is left to America, because you'll have America and Israel on one side of the table, Palestinians on the other, with the rest of the world with their hands tied behind their backs, voluntarily in the case of New Zealand. And there will never be justice. So I think American involvement will only be positive if there is enormous international pressure to hold Israel and America to account for what they have done in Gaza. So So it won't be America left to its own devices that will solve anything. It will be massive international pressure on America, which will force it to force Israel to uphold international law and to allow for Palestinians to have equal rights in Palestine.
What should New Zealand and other world leaders take away from this plan being leaked and even suggested in the first place?
Well, I think we should take away from it that there's no morality here in the US position. Certainly the vast majority of people in the world just look at that and they see a European country, which claims to be the great moral leader in the world, as nothing more than an empty society with economics driving everything. And in particular, the wealthy capitalist class, the 1% in America, they want this Gaza plan. They want a world where there are no restrictions on the movement of their money, and they want opportunities to make more money. And those opportunities they see in this Gaza plan, which is being floated by the US.
What does a solution to the Gaza conflict look like from your perspective?
Well, I think the absolute immediate priority must be sanctions against Israel. Our government at the moment is dangling the idea of New Zealand maybe representing a Palestinian state as some kind of step in the right direction. But in fact, that's a distraction from the need for sanctions against Israel. We will not end the genocide by recognizing a Palestinian state. We will end the genocide when Israel's held to account under international law for what it's done and what it is doing in Gaza. And the way we do that, hold Israel to account, is to apply sanctions on Israel. And Western countries such as New Zealand, by failing to apply sanctions, are in fact not just complicit in the genocide, they're holding hands with Israel as Israel conducts a genocide. So it's we've really lost our moral way in the world. New Zealand used to speak out very strongly on the right side of history on issues like this, as we did in the case of South Africa, as we did on our anti-nuclear policy. But we've lost that completely with this current coalition government, and we desperately need to get that back. The people of New Zealand want the government to put sanctions on Israel. The public opinion polls show that, but the government is refusing.
That was the PSNA's John Minto on the leaked Gaza Riviera plan and how it shows that leaders such as Donald Trump prioritize development and investment opportunities over morality.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.